It's a 6% increase. It's one of the largest increases in dollar terms in Florida history, which, given the size of the state and the amount of additional revenue, is probably a good thing. The size of the budget is not exactly the same as the amount of spending. A significant portion of the increase in revenues went to reserves. So although there was a 6% increase in the total budget, there was only a 3% increase in total spending.
Why is that? Are they trying to be a bit conservative because of the fact that we are coming out of a recession, perhaps?
That and also building up the reserves in case there's a hurricane and we have storm damage. Federal funds would certainly be important, but the state relies primarily on its own resources for the property insurance components.
And we are looking at a fairly active hurricane season, so it's probably a good idea to have something in the kitty.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the cuts. Cuts total $358 million. That's 0.5% of the total, but it still is twice as big as last year, but it's way below the $615 million which Governor Scott slashed in his first year in office. What does that tell you about what's happening politically?
Well, the governor is running next year, so certainly there's a political spin to it. But the governor picked programs that he thought would not promote jobs or would not be effective in promoting family incomes, was his logic.
When he says promoting jobs, what are the parameters there?
Well, it's a little difficult to figure that out. I think some of the cuts were really disappointing. Mm-hmm. If one wants to promote jobs and incomes for families, then the cut to the bike trail really was works in the opposite direction. The bike trail would have been a significant economic boost.
Right. $50 million for that coast-to-coast bike trail. Of course, there are portions of the trail up and running already. I guess the money was just to link it up. Do you think Florida would have really benefited a lot from having that continuous link coast-to-coast?
Well, I don't know if a lot would be how I'd characterize it, but certainly Florida would benefit. These large-scale bike trails do attract lots of people, not only local people, but people actually travel to use the bike trails. In Europe, they're a big attractor, and in this country, they're becoming ever increasingly important. So people will schedule some vacation time, and therefore it promotes activity, and it boosts the economies of those local areas.
We're seeing some of that in Florida already, right? They've got the West Orange Trail, some restaurant activity there, which has kind of sprung up.
Right, but if the trail system was much larger, it would attract a much larger volume of users.
Now let's talk about some of the money which did go into the budget. $1.2 billion for education, including $480 million for teacher pay raises. What do you make of that?
Well, I think it's very important. It replaces some of the cuts that occurred over the last few years during the Great Recession. Education is critical to the economic development and human development of the state. So it's absolutely an important thing to do if one is trying to promote jobs and income.
Mm-hmm. What about cutting college tuition? What do you think of that?
Well, that was short-sighted. Mm-hmm. Florida's done a great job at providing access to higher education. Our community college system and our universities provide tremendous access. But we don't provide high quality. And so to cut the tuition increases compromises the ability to get quality. Florida already has very low tuition rates, relatively speaking, in the nation. So there certainly was some scope and latitude, and that would have allowed the institutions to create a little more quality. Certainly the governor cut that because he believed that it's important that we have very low-cost higher education. That's fine. Then we need more resources from the legislature to support quality. We're not getting that. So we can't have high quality and large access on the cheap.
There was an economic gardening program at the University of Central Florida. Not a huge amount of money there, $1 million, I think, cut from that. How important is a program like that? I mean, what does that really do to stimulate economic growth?
Well, the economic gardening program was a classic incubator-style program. Incubators for business development have worked. This particular program was untested, but we're never going to really get a big test now, and so that's kind of unfortunate.
Overall, just looking at this budget as a whole, how would you grade it? A good budget for Florida?
Yeah, it's a pretty good budget for Florida. It takes advantage of the rise in revenues. It puts money away into reserves, but it does fund some of the most critical needs.
I've been speaking to 90.7 economic analyst Hank Fishkind. Hank, thanks very much.
Good to be with you, Matthew.